A year ago this morning, seven people were found dead in a farmhouse on the outskirts of Margaret River, a tourist town in Western Australia. Today, the community there will pause to remember the four children and three adults killed in the suspected murder-suicide. The father who lost his kids that day says more needs to be done to prevent a similar tragedy happening again. Anthony Pansia reports.
It was a morning that promised all that's good about the surf town of Margaret River. But by 8 a.m. on the 11th of May last year, WA's Police Commissioner Chris Dawson delivered news that a year on is still hard to comprehend.
At about 5:15 a.m. this morning, police were called to a rural property on the outskirts of this property at Margaret River. Upon arrival, police located seven persons deceased.
Local carpenter Aaron Cockman was working on a building site.
Friends of mine that I was working with, they heard it on the radio, and I wasn't close to the radio, and they said, "Oh, did you hear? Yeah, the Osmonton, what happened out there?" I was like, my heart just sunk.
He then took a call from police, confirming his fears.
But yeah, they didn't want me to come to police station. They said, "Well, we'll come and meet you at the job." But I had a sort of idea from hearing on the radio that that's what it was about. And they were really supportive, and they were, you could see their faces and how upset they were, and just everyone in the police station. Just everyone was in shock.
Aaron Cockman's four children, Tay, Rylan, Ari and Caden, had been killed, along with their 35-year-old mother, Katrina, and her 58-year-old mother, Cinder Miles. It's believed they were killed by Cinder's husband, Peter, who then took his own life. Shelley Cullen coordinates Margaret River's Organic Garden, where Mrs. Miles was a much-loved volunteer.
I think we'll probably do a bit of what we did on the day after we found out they had died. We'll just celebrate them and celebrate their memory and celebrate all the good that's come from their lives too.
Aaron Cockman had separated from Katrina Miles several years before the shootings and had spent some of the past year lobbying politicians to change Australia's family law rules, which he sees as having contributed to the deaths of his children. He's also pushing for an inquest into the murders, but he's remained based in Margaret River and close to the places that remind him of his family.
It's not like I've come back after a year and the memories are fresh. Every time I see a park or something, or the beach where the kids were, I'm living it at the moment. But yeah, it is, it's difficult in a sense being in the same place, but there's so many memories there. It sort of keeps alive the kids in your heart.
Margaret River father Aaron Cockman ending Anthony Pansia's report.